The legend of Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch, has been around for generations. Many stories have been told about sightings, but Laurent Cachaia has a unique perspective. In his new film, Guardian of the Land, he tells the story of Bigfoot through the lens of indigenous peoples. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange, Laurent.
Hello, hello.
Well, Laurent, there are literally hundreds of films featuring some version of the story of Bigfoot, but yours is the first I've heard of, told from the perspective of indigenous peoples. What prompted you to tell this story?
So, growing up on the reservation, every other person you talk to has a story about Sasquatch. But when they talk about Sasquatch, it's just through passing, right? It's just a normal conversation, and we don't really see Sasquatch as this, you know, this terrifying creature, this person that needs to be caught. And I feel we know Sasquatch to be out there, and we see Sasquatch as a relative. And so this idea, I haven't really seen it portrayed on a film before. And so that was kind of what definitely sparked the idea of the creation of this film.
So how did you go about gathering the information you needed to produce the film?
So for myself, I knew that I wanted to portray voices from the Pacific Northwest. Growing up in Warm Springs, I used to go hunting when I was younger, and you know, we'd gather first fruits, we'd go fishing, and just being out on the land, you just get this feeling that when you hear these stories of Bigfoot and Sasquatch, that you just know that it just feels normal. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, tell me about the process that you went through to gather the information that you needed to produce the film.
Yeah, so as soon as the film was brought to me, and I immediately thought of, you know, my uncle Carlos Kalika. He has this traditional knowledge, and you know, he has known so many different stories of Bigfoot. He was the first person I wanted to contact, specifically for my tribe, to represent my tribe. But I also wanted to reach out to others from several other tribes. And a part of my film, there's an artistic element to it that so many natives love. You know, we love creating art, and specifically images of Bigfoot in art. And so I reached out to artist Toma Villa, who's Yakima, and he helped create the mask that's featured in the film, and it's a beautiful mask. And I also reached out to world champion jingle dress dancer Acosta Red Elk. I wanted her to make a traditional outfit for Sasquatch. And in our film, it'll be the first time that we see Sasquatch in this way portrayed with the image that we've created, and it's a lady Sasquatch, and not too often do we see a lady Sasquatch portrayed on screen. I also reached out to Phil Cash, who's very knowledgeable and insightful with Bigfoot and Sasquatch stories. He also led the exhibit in Bend called Sensing Sasquatch at the High Desert Museum, and he definitely was one of the main characters I wanted to portray in the film.
Well, tell me about which of the tribes, you say that this seems like a normal part of the conversation. People just speak of it in passing. But which of the tribes have this history, this oral history of Sasquatch?
To be honest with you, every tribe that I know of, especially in Oregon, have their own separate stories. And, you know, in Warm Springs, most of our stories are tied to the little people. And there's some kind of a correlation there, but I hear multiple stories. But I do know that the tribes that I worked with for this film are the Umatilla, Yakima, and Nez Perce and Cayuse tribes, and Warm Springs, which is where I'm from. And we all have different stories of Bigfoot and Sasquatch. And there's several, Sasquatch is also said in several different languages as well.
So tell me, what are the differences in some of these stories that you came across?
So some I've heard of physical changes or physical differences. I've heard of an all-white Sasquatch. I've heard of families of Sasquatches. Particularly the names are different in their different languages. I know the sightings happen differently. A lot of sightings in Warm Springs happen when we go out hunting on the lands. And in Umatilla, they also have some similar lands. They have the heavy wooded areas as well as flat plains. But we didn't really go into the very different specifics of the different tribes in this film.
My guest is Laurent Cachaya. We're talking about his new 30-minute OPB production titled Guardian of the Land. It will premiere at the Bend Film Festival on October 12th. So, Laurent, why is it called Guardian of the Land? What does that mean?
So the film is titled Guardian of the Land because when we go out and we go hunting and we go fishing and, you know, we go out to the land to pick our huckleberries and our roots, when we go out there to pick and gather foods, we don't take everything. We take what we need and we leave some for our other animal relatives, you know, such as the bears, the deer, the elk, also Bigfoot. And so in the film, there's an ideology that if we take care of the land, that Bigfoot will take care of us. And Bigfoot teaches us to take care of the land, especially in a time where there's so much, you know, there's so many forest fires and there's so many, you know, elements that affect what some would consider climate change. And so when we disrespect the land, you know, it's just not good for everyday living. And so when making this film, our interviewees talked about how, like I previously stated before, that Bigfoot kind of teaches us to take care of the land and steward the land. And when we take care of the land, Bigfoot presents themselves to us.
So throughout all these generations where sightings of Bigfoot have happened and these mythical stories have cropped up, and you've had cartoons and books and films, there's a lot of storytelling around Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Where has the indigenous voice been all of these years?
We always pass our stories through oral histories and oral storytelling. And that's kind of just how we've always been. You know, we're some of the original storytellers, you know, and it's always been through oral histories. And you know, we have recently had this resurgence of indigenous filmmakers. So we're finally able to tell these stories from our perspectives. So when OPB reached out to me to create this film, I thought it was really, really, really honorable of them to do that, to allow us to tell our story and our perspective of Sasquatch. Because every time I, you know, looked online, it's always somebody wanting to capture Bigfoot or somebody wanting to know the science behind Bigfoot, you know, but never truly from our perspective.
Well, there's this entire cottage industry that's popped up around Bigfoot. So people are selling tours and people are selling tchotchkes, and there's all kinds of stories, and the films, you know, film industry has made, you know, tons of money off of these myths. What do you hope that audiences will take away from your film?
I hope that people will understand that Bigfoot is a lot closer to them than they're led to believe. That Bigfoot isn't this mythical creature monster that's out there to hurt you and harm you. That this person is there to help and help take care of the lands. So as long as we respect the lands, Bigfoot will present themselves to us.
So do you believe that Bigfoot is a real entity, someone who is actually out roaming the forests, or is it a spirit? Or tell me, what do you believe?
So I do believe that there are families of Sasquatch out there. You know, I do believe that. I do believe that if they don't physically present themselves, I do believe there's an ideology behind it. There's a spirit aspect of it as well. Just when you're out there on the lands by yourself, or, you know, with a few people, you can just feel the presence. You can feel a presence, and it's beautiful when you know that you share the lands with Bigfoot.
And how far does this this history of Bigfoot extend as far as geography? Is it throughout North America, or is it just in particular regions?
Well, I know that there's been some stories in the Diné or the Navajo Nation that have their own, you know, desert Sasquatch, and I know that multiple tribes throughout the U.S. have spotted Sasquatch. And I don't know those particular stories, but this is just from hearsay from folks that I know throughout Indian country.
So is this the first film about Bigfoot from the perspective of indigenous people?
No, there's another film. I don't know the name of it off the top of my head, but there is another film. I believe it is made through Vision Maker Media, but I'll have to double check on that information.
Tell me about the writing, the scripting of this film.
So there wasn't a particular script, but there were, you know, interview questions. I really wanted these stories to come organically from our interviewees. And, you know, I didn't want to force a perspective on anybody when creating this film. I wanted this to truly come from their stories and their perspectives.
So who worked on this film with you?
So I had an amazing DP and editor named Cameron Nielsen. He works with OPB. My executive producer, Arya Soder-Wijoyo, he did an awesome job of making sure, you know, we were staying on top of our scheduling and making sure we were, you know, moving fast. I also have a Comanche sound, production sound. His name is Daniel Smith. Also, Jessie Sears, she was on the camera as well. Kunu Bearchum, Beatrice Alcarez, and there's a ton of other people that I would love to name. those were the main people that we were on this journey with.
Gotcha. How was this project funded?
So this project was definitely funded through OPB, as far as I know.
Okay, so OPB reached out to you?
Yes, so I'm a part of the Ben Film Indigenous Films, of the Indigenous Films program. We had a panel last year, and Arya, my producer, showed up to the panel and discussed this awesome Bigfoot exhibit with me called Sensing Sasquatch at the High Desert Museum. And he suggested that he wanted to make a companion film piece. And so we ended up meeting a week later in Portland, and we had a meeting about this and discussed how this film could look, you know. And I told him that it just needs to come from the people. It needs to come from the oral history of the stories of Bigfoot and Sasquatch.
Okay.
And that's what we set out to do.
So the genesis of this film project came from an engagement.
Yes.
Gotcha. Tell me about you. Where'd you grow up?
So I grew up on the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs Reservation in Central Oregon.
And how did you become interested in filmmaking?
So growing up on the reservation, a lot of people love basketball, and I wanted to become a basketball player myself. I eventually was cut my junior year. I wanted to be in varsity and wasn't good enough. But one thing I fell back on after that experience was I realized I always loved film. I loved movies. And you kind of just don't realize that there's not many Native films out there. And when you go to the theaters, you go to the cinemas, how often do we see Natives in film? And so at that time, when I graduated high school, I realized that I wanted to be a part of that conversation to create more Natives in film, more Indigenous perspectives. And so I went to college for film.
So where can we actually see this film?
So this film will be premiering at the Madras Performing Arts Center this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. And there will also be a screening next weekend at Santa Fe International Film Festival. We also have been accepted to the Los Angeles Skins Film Festival in November. And if anybody else wants to know more about the screenings, go to opb.org/events.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Laron.
Thank you. I appreciate it.